Good afternoon, Eastall Taco Bell, Herb Johnson, may I help you?
Hey, Herb Johnson? Yes, I'm trying to find the manager there.
Alright, what can I do for you today, sir?
Okay, is this the manager?
Yes, it is.
Hi, my name is Roy Willis. I was through your drive-thru a while ago, and I've never been so humiliated in all my life.
I'm sorry about that, sir. What happened?
Who is working at your drive-thru? He cursed me out.
At this Taco Bell?
Yes, at this Taco Bell. Through the speaker, it said, go eat. I don't want to even repeat it right now. I'm so mad I could just spit.
What are you talking about, the Taco Bell in East Dalton?
Yes.
Well, we have a girl on the drive-thru, and I don't think she would say that.
I don't know what's going on. It came through the speaker. I heard it. Welcome to Taco Bell. Would you like to try a cheesy gordita? And then he started spurting out profanities.
Well, we had a problem a couple of months ago where somebody was cutting into our speaker. I guess he's back. Because I know that young lady on drive-thru, and she wouldn't do that.
Anyway, I didn't even go through the drive. I just sped off. I backed out, and I just went away. I ain't going to come there again.
Well, I'm sorry, that it wasn't us. I mean, it must have been...
How can I be for sure that it wasn't you? It came from your speaker. I was 3 feet from it. I need to know the name of your higher-up.
Well, I'm sorry to say, but I don't think we'd have done that. I mean,
it came from your speaker, sir.
I know, but we wouldn't have done that.
What do you mean? It came from your speaker at your drive-thru?
Well, like I said, sir, a couple of months ago, we had a problem. Somebody was cutting through with the CB and cut some people out. We had to change our frequency. We had that problem once before a couple of months ago.
It happened today.
Well, I'm sorry about that, sir. I can apologize, but I'm almost positive that nobody would say that here.
Right. Sure, that's what anybody who fears for a job would be. What's the name of your manager, your district manager?
Well, you can call 1-800-TACO-BELL.
No, I don't need to call 1-800-TACO-BELL and get lost in some automated hold system. I want to talk to your personal district manager face-to-face. I'm about to go call the cops. Seriously.
Well, you can give me your number and I'll call and give
it to him. He threatened my life? He threatened my kid's life?
I know nobody did that here, sir.
It came from your speaker, sir.
Well, somebody must have been cutting through, because we wouldn't do that.
Now, what do you mean, cutting through? Cutting through another person inside the store did it?
No, like I was saying, a couple months ago, somebody found our frequency and was using a CB and was cutting out our customers, and we had to change our frequency. I guess we'll have to change it again, because we wouldn't do that.
It came from your speaker.
I know, sir.
How could they break in if they weren't inside the store?
Well, sir, they wasn't inside the store last time, but they did it anyway. I don't know how they do it. I mean, get the right frequency and they just broke in.
I don't care. What's your district manager's name?
Her name is Lori Van Nudigan.
What?
Lori Van Nudigan.
That sounds like a fake last name. You're making that name. I'm going to go to the police.
Well, sir, I'm
trying to give me a fake last name. Why was it?
Van Nudigan.
How do you spell that?
I honestly don't know how to spell it.
You don't know how to spell your district manager's name?
No, I don't,
what
sir.
What kind of circus are you running there, guy?
We're not running no circus, sir.
I mean, first of all, I get into the drive-thru and the guy threatens me and my kid. And then you're acting like it never did happen.
I'm not saying it didn't happen, I'm sorry. I'm just saying that we wouldn't have done it inside the store.
You're going to hear from my lawyer. I'm going to see you in court.
Well, I'm sorry about that, sir.
I'm so mad I could jump up and down. Things break when I jump up and down.
Well, if you give me your number, I'll call my district manager.
No, I want to call your district manager. What was it, Lori Van Hoofren?
Van Nudigan.
How do you spell that? What is her number?
Hold on a minute, please. Let me look it up here.
And look up how it's spelled, too, please. And your name again is what?
Herb Johnson.
Herb Johnson.
Yes.
Do you know how to spell that?
Yes, I do know how to spell my name, sir.
All right. Just guessing there. place is this?
Nightmare.
Her phone number is area code 314.
314, where's that?
St. Louis, sir.
Oh, okay. Okay.
494-3610.
Is that her home?
No, that's her cell phone number.
That's her cell phone number.
Yes.
Well, anyway, I'm going to call her and I'll probably three-way call you and her together and state my case. I get things done like this, man. I just don't wait around. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. Nobody done that inside this store. Like I said, we
right.
had a problem a couple months ago that somebody found our frequency and was cussing out a customer. So
how can they do that?
Well, honestly, I don't know, sir. I'm not a radio specialist, but somebody did and done it.
I've never heard of anything like that before. I think you're lying. And this Lori person is going to figure it out. It's going to get things straight. I'm going to see to it. I'll see you later, man.
Alright, sorry.
Sorry it's not cutting it, sir. This is ridiculous. My son's over here in the corner shaking. He's so scared. He's never had that happen to him, man.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. We didn't do it. I know we didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sound like your voice there, Herb.
I wouldn't do that like that.
Right. Right. Okay, Herb.
All right. Sorry, sir.
Sorry, Herb.